AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's been a bitter fight between Senator Raphael Warnock of Georgia, a Democrat, and his Republican rival, Herschel Walker. But voters will get the last word. Today's the runoff election for that U.S. Senate seat.
Raphael Warnock is the first black senator from Georgia. Either he or Republican challenger Herschel Walker will have the distinction of winning a full six-year term. Warnock says Georgia needs people who are impatient.
We need folk who are not content with things as they are, who know that while we live in a great country, we can always make it greater.
Warnock is the senior minister of Martin Luther King's Atlanta Church. Herschel Walker played football at the University of Georgia and won the Heisman Trophy.
We together can make anything happen. We can win a championship.
Warnock led Walker by about 37,000 votes out of almost 4 million cast in November's general election. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is Armed Forces Day in Ukraine, and President Zelensky traveled to the Donetsk region near the front lines today, vowing to push Russian forces out of Ukraine. Moscow reported drone strikes inside Russia for a second day. Investigators believe that shooting the damaged power substations in North Carolina was a crime, but they haven't yet named a suspect or a motive. The power blackouts in Moore County could last for days. Duke Energy's Jeff Brooks with the good news and the bad news for residents.
We will gradually see more recovery, but we could still see this extend Wednesday into Thursday, somewhere in that time frame.
He was heard there on WTVD-TV. Today, law enforcement officers who fought off attackers at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th will be awarded the highest honor Congress can bestow, congressional gold medals. This is AP News.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 3.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. The Wisconsin DOJ joining multiple counties across the state cracking down on a recent flurry of scams targeting seniors. Sometimes called the grandparent scam, seniors get a call from someone pretending to be law enforcement or an attorney who falsely claim a family member has been in a car accident and arrested. They demand large sums of money, between $10,000 and $20,000 in cash for bond payment. The scammer arrives at the senior's home pretending to be that agent to pick up the money. Scammers have taken more than $100,000 from Wisconsin seniors in recent weeks. Wisconsin Republicans in Washington want Governor Evers to ban TikTok from state government devices and delete his account. In a letter to the governor, U.S. Reps Mike Gallagher, Tom Tiffany, and others argue the Chinese government can use the app to spy on users and promote Communist Party propaganda. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy!
A record of the delightful piece they're going to play this evening.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, I have had this brewing inside of me for a long time, and I've got to get it out. And if the things that I'm saying are untrue, then, you know, point it out to me. But you will not be able to point them out as being untrue. They are truth. And if it's the truth I'm speaking, you know, I don't need anybody to say amen, brother. I just think that we are in a time right now that we need to face what our nation is. And stop just, you know, acting as though where our nation is headed is the right direction. It's not. Blind man can see that. And why are we, as citizens, afraid? What are we afraid of? They say we have freedom of speech. Why are we afraid to tell the truth? You know, I say the things I say because I love the people, many people in this country. You know, the country is a thing. People are something altogether different. You know, and I think we have an obligation. I don't only think, I know. Those of us who've been here a little while have an obligation to make this thing better. Like our parents did before us. You know, when I was a child, America was a better place. There's no question at all. If you've been around a while, you know that the 60s, 50s, 70s, America was a better place. There was more society. Right? I mean, we were a society. And then, you know, when we started seeing the changes, you know, Ronald Reagan came into prominence. You remember Ronald Reagan saying, government is not the solution to the problem. Government is the problem. Some of you remember that, right? I remember it. Do you know what was at the root of that? I didn't know then. But I've now had 50 years later to understand and see what has happened with that kind of philosophy. At the same time, former Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher UK prime minister, she talked about society and she said there is no society. The society made up of individual men and women and families, individuals. I remember her saying that. I didn't know what that meant. Surely my parents believed in a society. The people in the community where I lived, the neighbors and all of those people believed in a society. We went to school in a society that was a strong commitment and understanding of a society and understanding that government played a major role in the society. Well, somewhere along the way, we did away with that. And each decade, the conservative ideology started eroding what society was. And we see where it is now. And it would be foolish and foolhardy to think that the trajectory of things, unless there's a radical change, it's going to be worse. We've seen it. I mean, listen. You know, we can't even, in the face of a pandemic, do what's in the best interest of a society. Right? We saw it. Had there been a pandemic in the 50s and the 60s, we saw how the society handled it. People didn't say, oh, I have a right. I'm not. There's smallpox and there's measles and there's rubella and there's tuberculosis. And I'm an individual and I don't care what the society says. No, the society came together and said, we're going to do what's in the best interest of all of us. And what was the outcome? Eradicated rubella, tuberculosis. Some of us remember that. You can't make that happen today. Now, is that a better thing for the society or a worse thing for the society? I maintain it's a worse thing for the society. And why are people pushing to do away with the government and the society? You know why? Because at the root of it is a free market economy cannot survive in a democratic society. So there's a conflict in this nation between the free market society that is at the root of it is money and the society, which at the root of it is people. That's what's at the root of all of this. Can you not see that? Do you think that what I'm saying is untrue? No, what I'm saying is 100% true. We are at this point where either the free market society will win out, the free market will win out, or the society will win out. Conservatives, for the most part, are pushing for the free market to win out over the society. Listen, when I was a young boy, we grew up in a church, right? Many of us, that was commonplace. There were churches on every corner, right? Filled to the rafters. I don't care whether you were Christian, Muslim, whoever you were, you know, Catholic churches were filled to the brim. There were Catholic churches on every corner. Baptists, you know, Protestant. People were in churches on Sunday. Look, today, you can barely keep a church open. Is that a better thing for society? I think not. We have gotten away from that. We've gotten away from that, and the society has gotten progressively worse. Something is wrong inside of our nation. You know I'm telling the truth. Why can we not collectively come together and say, listen, we have to do something. We've got to fight back. We've got to make America one nation again, right? Not that stuff Donald Trump is talking about. What did he call it, man? Make America great again? No. Not that foolishness. Not talking about that. We're talking about preparing this nation for the future of those who have come after us. And the people I'm talking to right now, that's our generation, man. That's our job. We've got to push back on these things. We really do. And stop acting like things are going to get better. They're not going to get better. They're going to get worse. Corporations running rampant, calling the shots. You don't know who the corporations are. You don't know, you know, the people behind them. You don't know how much money they're making. You don't know exactly what they're doing. You just hear corporation. No, corporation's good. Oh, they are. No. Some are. But you just have to understand that they're at war with you. What are you going to do about it? Are we going to just continue to take it? Or are we going to, you know, look a little deeper into what's happening in our country and be prepared to fight? The war is not outside of our borders. The war is inside of our borders. And unfortunately, there's now a side that you're going to have to choose, right or wrong, as our children are faced with that fight on the streets, in the cities in this country. Right or wrong, you and I have to face that same battle. Only our battle is going to be the difference in whether or not America survives as we know her or not. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 39, easterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again tonight, lows level off around 29, daytime highs approaching 40. Tomorrow, cloudy skies expected. A dusting of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
At 844-967-2789. You know, I'm going to finish this up and then move on to something else, but I had to get this off of my chest because, you know, I've spent a lot of time with children and not my children. Oh, yes, I have. They're all my children. And I've spent a lot of time with trying to give them hope. They live in war zones, you know, like third world nations. Yeah, they do. Third world nations sometimes aren't in as horrible a condition as some children in central cities across this nation. Hungry, you know, homeless. Worried about, they may not be worried about rockets, but they have to be worried about guns and gunshots ringing in the night. They live their lives in horror and fear. In America. You know, why should anybody be hungry in America? Why should anybody be homeless in America? Why should people in this country not feel like they're part of this country? Why should that ever be? And I'm saying to you, because we have a divided nation. Nation is divided. Stop talking about one nation. Under God, indivisible. There is not one United States of America. You know, the Kerner Commission talked about, you know, the two different Americas back in the 1950s, separate and unequal. That existed when I was a young boy. And then the Kerner Commission came back 30 years later, 40 years later, did another study. America was still two separate nations. So, you know, who's going to address America? Who's going to say to America that, hey, America, why are we not? And why do we not work to become one nation? Why? Let's stop portraying to the world something that we're not. You know, let's just tell the unabated truth. I know it hurts. I know it hurts. But imagine those people in this nation who are being hurt every day and every night and who are living in rat-infested dwellings. Now, I saw on the news yesterday, there's a guy who owns, I don't know how many properties this guy owns. He probably owns upwards thousands and thousands of properties. One guy in Milwaukee, apartments, you know, and he buys all of these 4-family, 8-family, 16 families, and he's been able to do that over the last 10 years. It's amazing that one man is allowed to own that many properties. One yesterday, they show one of the apartments that he had laden with rats, not mice, rats. And the mother, poor mother, contacted the television news media. They came in and showed that she had a family over killing rats in broad daylight. There were 9 laying on the floor. They opened the closet. The rats ran out. So when Channel 12 reached out to the owner of the properties, nobody called back. They wouldn't accept the call. Why? Multi rich guy. Knowing that his dwellings were vermin infested. No shame. We live in a country that does that. Listen, we got to fight. If you want this nation to be one nation, then you got to realize there's some folk in this country who don't want that. They may look like you and me. They clearly may look like you and me. It may be, one of them may be your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, who are on the other side of this. If this nation is to survive into the future and become a nation united under the principles of what's good for one is good for all, unless we take this fight to those who have already declared war against us, the future for our nation is not going to be too bright. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. I'm going to get off my soapbox, but I know I'm right. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Let the music roll.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services.
I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. It's Election Day in Georgia, where the runoff for that U.S. Senate seat pits Senator Raphael Warnock, a Democrat, against Republican Herschel Walker.
Walker told voters what happens at the polls depends on how many voters show up at the polls.
Get your friends to vote. Call your friends to vote. This is so important.
Incumbent Warnock displayed confidence, telling supporters, "We are going to win." And he said he doesn't mind giving his opponent credit where credit is due.
He was a great running back, and we're getting ready to send him running back to Texas.
I'm Donna Warder.
Tens of thousands of residents of Moore County, North Carolina, may well be without power until Thursday after two power substations were shot up over the weekend. Authorities haven't named any suspects or a motive, but they say this was intentional. Day two of drone attacks on Russia. Ukrainian officials have not formally confirmed carrying out drone strikes inside Russia.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. One of Wisconsin's most outspoken election deniers is running for state senate. Janelle Branchen was recently kicked out of closed caucus meetings for Assembly Republicans. Two other Republicans have announced they're running for the seat made vacant with Alberta Darling's retirement. As of Tuesday morning, there were no Democrats in the race. Three people in Kewaunee County are charged with spreading cow manure illegally. They're due in court in January. The Wisconsin Justice Department says the defendants underreported the amount of waste on their farm fields. Attorney General Josh Call says that led to a flood of E. coli washing into Lake Michigan, forcing a beach to close. In sports, the Bucks beat Orlando last night 109-102. Tonight, Badger men's basketball host Maryland. Marquette welcomes North Carolina Central. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we go to the phone lines, you know, I wanted to get to this, and I'm going to do it after the calls. This is an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. No longer the fringe, Western Wisconsin small town voters fear for America. Fear for America. You know, I know I'm not the only person who's talking to, who sees this. Let's go to Curtis from West Dallas. Hey, good morning, sir. How are you? Thank you very much for calling. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Your topic just now about the slumlords in Milwaukee, I wish you would do a whole day or a whole week on that segment, because I'm a landlord myself, and it's amazing how many houses that you see decaying in the city, and all these people live in the suburbs that come down, get their money from the tenants, and go back home. Matter of fact, I don't remember, if you don't recall, when Walker was in office, there was quite a few older people in Milwaukee that owned these houses, and there was actually rats coming out of the light fixtures and stuff.
I did a show a week or so ago about people who own, who are buying up all these properties from outside of the state and they buy them, and they could care less. They don't respond to the horrors of what's in those houses and the condition that they're in, because they live outside of the state, and yet more and more of them are purchasing those houses. But what's your thoughts, man, about, you know, where the nation is? Are we one nation? Clearly, are we one nation? Go ahead.
No, there haves and have nots, my friend. Because every time, like, even going back to every topic you go to, like right now with the houses being the scum lords, because the politicians made it so a lot of small people, if they don't like what they get, too bad, go on the streets. And then what happens is all these places are owned by all these big corporations, and you can't get an apartment because you're a bad tenant because you just talked bad about them, you know? That's the same thing that goes, Earl, to everything we do in life. People don't understand. Voting is politicians all have repercussions. Because if you don't, you know, vote for the right person and that person gets in, you know, look at just locally, Earl. Look in the last couple of years around your neighborhood, even by your Heights, and my friend lives over there. How many aldermen, look at even David Clark, when they had the fire on 43rd Street there, on that park. You know, you had David Clark and everybody else talking all this smack. Like, no one stands up for the people. So they all want to politicians' money.
So, Curtis, why is it that society is not winning in this battle? What's being sacrificed is society. The people are the society. Why is it that the money, the business, and the people who control that are doing everything within their power to eliminate society, and yet I don't know if the American people can't see it or if they just don't feel that they can fight it.
Well, it starts in the, you know, you can see it. I can see it in my own family. Money talks, BS walks. You know, if you don't have a lot of money, and it's like, it's really sad when people are put behind money for the politician and people and friends and family. If money goes in front of the people, you lost your race. You lost everything because people have to. We can't. You know, people have to put value on themselves. You know what I mean? And when you lose your value of your own self, then how can you prevent yourself from losing?
So let me say this, man, because the society should value the people. And so when the society is being destroyed, then there's a lack of value. So for the people, the society, it's the people, it's not the business community. But when you live in a society where, the free market is more important than the society, which is what's at the root of the rot in this country. And yet you've got the people who are speaking up on behalf of the free market, which doesn't include them. It's at the root of the rot of the society.
Correct. Correct. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And yet and the conservative people... movement, the conservative movement sings the praises of the free market.
And it's not, and you're, and it's really funny. People, unless you're a millionaire or a billionaire, you're not in the game.
No,
if you're
not.
A thousand, you're nothing. You're nothing.
Hang on a second, Curtis. Let's go to Ron from Milwaukee. Hey, Ron, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Hi, Earl.
Have I been off base, man?
Oh yeah, absolutely. In my view, the free market ain't free. Somebody pays for the markets. Somebody, you know, it's especially not free when money is restricted and restrained, and is more easily obtained by wealthy organizations who have all sorts of. Look at the power company, Wisconsin Energy.
Oh man,
just
jacked
raised
up the rates
rate.
Again.
Yeah, they wanted. They wanted 13 or 15%, and the Public Service Commission and its due process, you know, these three commissioners, I think two of them are Walker appointees, holdovers, and one is who objected to this is Tony Evers' appointee, said, that's too much. but they compromised on, what was it, 11%?
Yes.
You know, people can't pay their bills now, but they're going to have to pay another 11%.
So in a supposed free market, there is no competition for We Energies. So where's the free market? Where's the free market?
That's right. Now, Earl, the way it used to work is back in the 1890s and 1900s, when electric lines were being put up and telephone lines were being put up all over big cities, the competition was cutthroat. The competitors would climb up the poles at night and cut the wires of their competitors and then go around the neighborhood saying, hey, they have lousy service. You can't even depend on them. You use us. And then the competitor would do the same thing to them. And the government, in its wisdom, in that day, it was the socialists were coming into power in many places, including in Milwaukee, said, we can't abide by this. You know, this is chaos. So they said, what we need to have is one power company, but it has to be heavily regulated. And so they set up these regulations and a state utility commission, which said, we're going to set rates, and you can only earn so much on your income. You're a private company and you have stockholders, but you can only earn so much and more. And it's got to be a reasonable amount because you're a public utility. And what's happened over the years is that an idea, which worked great for decades, has been corrupted by lobbyists and special interests that say, oh, well, you know, they're into other things now besides the power company is into building development and everything else. They got all these subsidiaries. They need more money to do all that stuff. And we got to lighten up the load here so they can be more profitable, and that'll benefit Wisconsin. And it's like, well, what about this neighborhood over here? What about this poor woman? She can't even get energy assistance. You know, that's one example in a huge, huge realm of ways in which little people, I don't like saying it because those people aren't little people. They're giants who are fighting as best they can in a world that's stacked against them.
You know, Ron, again, we're at this point, and this is why I'm saying going back to when I was younger, it was a better society. It was, you know, people didn't have as much, right? I mean, there were no, you know, there wasn't 750 billionaires. And there was no celebrating that somebody like Elon Musk at some point in time is going to be the first trillionaire. Who would celebrate something so demonic that with all the people struggling and suffering in a society is what I'm talking about, Ron. All of this is focused on a society, the beloved society that makes human beings separate from the other animals of the earth is the fact that we have an opportunity. And sometimes I think even the lower animals do a better job of society than those of us who have free will, right? Because
they share. A lot of animals share because it's in their collective interest. But humans have gone way past that now. You know, it's like the more I have and the less you have, well, that's a good thing, you know, because I can do great things with all this money, and except they don't. They build super yachts and they go to Mars and, you know, that's fine. It's their money. But the thing that gets me is how over and over again, the Kerner Commission reports, the second one was on the urban disturbances in the late 60s, L.A., Milwaukee, right, and other cities, and there were arsons and everything else, and people were getting shot by the National Guard. And the Kerner Commission, which included Republicans and Democrats alike, said, we are a nation of two different nations, and we have to bring this nation together or else. And that was in the 1960s. So 60 years has gone by, and very little of that has been done.
Go ahead, Ron.
Can I finish?
Yes.
Yeah. Lyndon Johnson and a Democratic Congress enacted his Great Society program, saying we're going to fight poverty. That's going to be job one. And we're gonna try a bunch of stuff, and we're gonna throw money at the problem, but we're gonna get this problem solved. And we're gonna figure out what works, and it worked at first really well, And then Republicans, you know, under the Nixon administration going forward, Republicans basically took things over and they started defunding these programs. Then they started failing. And after they started failing, Republicans, you know, then it was Reaganomics. Well, throwing money at the problem doesn't work. Government is the problem. Let's, you know, the private sector can solve everything. We'll just give tax cuts to the rich in the private sector, and the money will trickle down. Well, things are worse than they were in the 1960s. It's a wonder people in the cities, you know, the poor lady with the rat problem, in the city of Milwaukee, for example, where I assume that's where she lives. I didn't read the article.
Yes, Milwaukee.
There are three outcomes to that issue. You know, she spoke up. The three outcomes, and the least likely one, is somebody's going to go to bat for her, and the city's going to find this landlord and fine him and bill him, and she's going to get her problem fixed or get moved into a healthy apartment. That's the least likely thing that's going to happen. The second thing that's going to happen is the landlord will evict her for being a nuisance. She's the nuisance, not the rats. And then the third thing that could happen is, because she's, social service people may be sicked on her by the landlord or other people, and she may be not only evicted but charged with child neglect because she's allowing these. You know, go get some rat traps if you have that problem, lady. You know what? You know, the deck is stacked. The deck is stacked, and I'm sure there are more problems in that house than just rats.
So,
there's bad wiring. There's bad plumbing.
So the Kerner report offered a conclusion that was deliberately worded to be heard, turning our nation, our nation is moving toward two societies, one black, one white, separate and unequal. Now, we're not talking about the two nations is still there, but we're not talking about one black and one white. We're talking about one poor and one wealthy. Right?
I mean, man, that is so dead on. That is so right. And, you know, that's part of the reason these folks out in St. Croix County, who are mostly small town or rural and white, are mad at government because they think government is some sort of liberal plot to take stuff away from them because they've been losing ground. But this is that old game that the wealthy and the conservative forces have used for decades called let's you and him fight. Don't tax me, don't tax thee, tax that guy behind the tree. You know, those things are they're pointing towards, you know, these radical Democrats are trying to socialize America and everything else, and so that's not the source of this problem. The source of this problem is wealth extraction.
Yes, so
it's
Ron,
real obvious.
Ron, hang on a second. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. This is just, you know, we got to continue the conversation. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Weather in a moment brought to you by Wishkosh, providing technical assistance to workers, help with OSHA contract language, referrals to legal and health professionals, and assistance on safety and health. Call 414-870-3060. That's 414-870-3060.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. High temperatures reach up to 39, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 40. A dusting of snow Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Ron, I wanted you to hang on for a second because I wanted to read a little bit about this article and hear your thoughts on it. Because, look, Civic Media is what we are. We're a conglomerate of radio stations across the state in many rural areas now. We have radio stations, and it's important that we understand, and that the people who live in those rural areas understand that the enemy, and in many of those rural areas, they used to be blue, now they're red, and they know, as in this article, it's from the Associated Press, it's in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel this morning. No longer the fringe, Western Wisconsin small town voters fear for America. Now, let me quickly, a word, hope, is stitched into a throw pillow in a little hilltop farmhouse. Photographs of children and grandchildren speckle the walls in the kitchen. An envelope is decorated with a hand-drawn heart. Happy birthday, my love, it reads. Out front, past a pair of century-old cottonwoods, the neighborhood's cornfields reach into the distance. John Kraft loves this place. He loves the quiet and the space. He loves that you can drive for miles without passing another car. But out there, out beyond the cornfields, to the little western Wisconsin towns turning into commuter suburbs and to the cities growing even larger, out there, he says, is a country that many Americans wouldn't recognize. It's a dark place, dangerous, where freedom is under attack by a tyrannical government. Few people can be trusted, and clans of neighbors might someday have to band together to protect one another. It's a country where the most basic beliefs and faith, family, liberty are threatened. And it's not just about politics anymore. It's no longer left versus right, Democrats versus Republicans, say Kraft, a software architect and data analyst. It's straight up good versus evil. And so he is right that it is good versus evil. I just don't think he understands what's good, who's good, and who's evil. Because he and many like him believe that government is, as I said, Ronald Reagan talked about, is the problem. You know, the problem is that government is not, seems almost, has been rendered almost powerless by this group of people who are controlling everything that happens in this country. And so it has impacted the rural area. The government didn't, well, in a way, take away the paper mills in those areas. The corporations did, with some help from government, no question whatsoever. The laws that were crafted that made it possible for those places to move overseas, that was done by government, both Democrat and Republican. But clearly, Ron, when you look at what is taking place now, it is clearly the people on the right, the conservative movement, that sides with the business community over the people. And I don't know. They you know, I keep hearing that rural America is angry and frustrated and frightened, and they feel like they've been sold down the river. Who sold them down the river? The very people that they're voting for, if they think that their answers to their problems run are going to be found by voting, you know, for Donald Trump and others like Donald Trump, that's not going to happen. You know, they believed in a man who clearly is a businessman, who cared more about, and if you follow the trajectory of who Donald Trump is and what he's done, he's never cared for the people who've been in his corporations, who worked in his corporations. He's the very thing that they are upset and afraid of, but they somehow felt like he was separate and different than the other billionaires. His bottom line has always been the profit and not the people. But he was able to convince them that he was one of them. You say what, my friend?
Right on target. That fellow in St. Croix County is right on the border with Minnesota. And a lot of Twin Cities people, that's a growing megalopolis, have homes in Wisconsin, in Hudson and St. Croix County and other communities. And a lot of these homes are in subdivisions. I don't happen to like subdivisions. I don't think they're very community-minded, although there's some that are designed to be neighbor-friendly. But if you're living in one of these small rural towns that hasn't changed much for years and years and years, and you were a happy Democrat or a happy nobody, you know, you didn't care about politics because everything was fine, and you see these huge housing developments coming towards you with their giant malls and, you know, ribbons of concrete, that looks threatening. It looks threatening to me, too. I live in a big city, and it looks threatening to me, you know? I mean, one of these oil pipeline companies wants to route a pipeline across rural America, they find the poorest communities to route it through if that's the shortest route. So Indian reservations, boom, small towns, boom, right through the middle of a small town. Or Madison, they wanted to run a pipeline through Madison because, hey, that's a liberal bastion. Wouldn't it be a kick to run it right through one of these communities here? And the alternative was just to say, we don't need the pipeline, we don't want the pipeline, is like an outrage to these folks. But the lasting memory people have is, well, here's government again, they assume, making this happen. And who's running the government? Well, Democrats run the government. Well, that's simplistic, too. They barely run government once in a while. So, I mean, I think they're just looking for easy answers. People don't like, they're comfortable in their sleeves and in who they are and where they live. And when anything threatens that, and for example, I think a lot of the animosity towards the idea of pandemics and what to do about them and climate change and what to do about it is, it's just too unsettling to believe that the world could change that much that fast. And so they just cling to their beliefs, this belief system that it's somebody's making this all up to get in our way on purpose. And it's like, well, you're sort of half right. You know,
yeah.
Donald Trump's approach to the pandemic was let it run its course. It'll benefit me in the next election. Yeah, let it ride. And now I hear, you know, Ron Johnson's in the paper talking about, you know, we're going to find out why a million people died under the pandemic under Biden. And it's like, well, number one, they didn't die under Biden. They died over a three-year period that included a year of Biden's first term.
Hey, Ron, we got to go to a break, man. Thank you very much for the call. Always appreciate it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.